One of the areas that will be fiercely contested in the elections is the northern oil-rich city of Kirkuk. Kurds, Arabs, and Turkmen are all seeking to come out on top in Sunday's election. During the rule of Saddam Hussein, Kirkuk was drained of its Kurdish population in an attempt to Arabize the city. Now the Kurds have come screaming back and are expected to vote in large numbers, as NPR's Ivan Watson reports.
U.S. troops in Humvees escorted trucks loaded with ballot boxes to dozens of polling stations yesterday.
Hey, bring it in!
Over the last 36 hours, at least four polling stations in Arab districts were hit by small bomb attacks and drive-by shootings. In fact, the mood in Arab neighborhoods is almost funereal, with barely an election poster in sight. That contrasts sharply with the Kurdish districts, where security is better and Kurdish political parties look like they're holding street fairs and block parties. Kurdish political anthems blare from loudspeakers, and the red, green, yellow, and white colors of the flag of Kurdistan are seemingly everywhere. Among the crowd of Kurds here was Alanuri Talabani, a candidate on the Kurdish ballot. She says Arab nationalist governments in Baghdad deported her family from Kirkuk in the 70s and killed 15 of her relatives.
This moment, I think this is the day that I could take revenge for my families, going for the election and voting for the party or for the group that will represent me.
Not far away, a Kurdish party member addressed a group of Kurdish deportees from the back of a flatbed truck and said a vote for the Kurds would help make Kirkuk a part of Iraqi Kurdistan, the semi-autonomous Kurdish region located an hour's drive north of here.
This city is ours, the city of our fatherland. We have been deported, now we have come back. We want to return it and own it for ourselves. It is a Kurdistani city. It is our right to occupy. It is oil, it is land, it is our right.
The Kurdish claims to this oil-rich city do not sit well with Kirkuk's other ethnic groups, particularly the Arabs. The Kurds say that Arab settlers brought in by Saddam Hussein to replace more than 100,000 deported Kurds and Turkmen should all be sent back to their original homes in the south. One Arab party here is now boycotting the election. Ali Yassin Mahmoud El-Hadidi, an Arab, says he resigned from his post on the election commission 1 month ago after Kurdish political parties launched a smear campaign against him.
Everybody who lives here thinks the Kurds are trying to dominate Kirkuk. It's the right of the Kurdish deportees to come back to this city, but it's not fair for the Kurds to use this card to try to dominate the city.
This complaint is echoed by the city's ethnic Turkmen, who are participating in the election. Turkmen leader Abdulkader Bazargan says hundreds of thousands of Kurds have streamed into Kirkuk to change the ethnic balance here ahead of the vote.
During Saddam's time, the Arabs covered the city, but now if the Kurds will cover the city, I believe that there will be a war between Turkmens, Arabs, and Kurds.
This week, neighboring Turkey, ever fearful that the Kurds could win control of Kirkuk's strategic oil deposits, also criticized the upcoming election and suggested it could give a boost to Kurdish separatism. That hasn't stopped the ongoing construction of sprawling Kurdish neighborhoods on the outskirts of the city and the Kurdish plan to bus in thousands of additional Kurdish voters on election day. This election is just another step in the Kurdish campaign to raise the flag of Kurdistan over this city once and for all. Ivan Watson, NPR News in northern Iraq.